Well, I had something hit me. It's actually over a month ago now, or close to it, but I've been working on a project with Dan, helping him do some work around his house, and I got to laughing because we're undoing something that took Dan a long time to do, aren't we, Dan? And it took the right tools to put it on the first time. And it made me laugh because we went through and I'm having to take out screws. Okay, so I think it took us about 6 nights now of just going through, and we went through every single battery that we had on any drill that we had until the batteries were dead, and then we called it good for the night. And then we went back the next night and started going the same thing. But I'm taking these screws out, and I had a Phillips bit on the screwdriver, and I'm going. And then we get to the next level or the next set of the project, and I'm noticing more and more that they're popping out, and the screws are not, they're getting stripped out and all. And I did probably 30 minutes or so, and Dan comes around. He goes, "Well, are those square bit screws?" I said, "Well, I don't know. Some of them are coming out. They look like it, kind of, but I thought maybe they were just kind of stripped out a little bit, you know." So Dan goes and gets a square bit out of his toolbox and gives it to me. And would you imagine just how much easier it is to take square bit screws out with a square bit screwdriver? Night and day. I mean, they still strip out a little bit, but not as bad. I think I went through about probably 6 Phillips bits in a total of 2 or 3 days, and I think we only had 3 square bits, and I still got 1 square bit left. And I don't know how many thousands of screws we took out, Dan, but your barrel's full. But it made me laugh. I'm going home that night, and I'm going, geez, I even said something to Chris Ramirez at work the next day. I said, "You know, Chris, it's kind of funny because I'm sitting there, and I didn't know when they came out with square bit screws. It's been on his house for a while, so I kind of just assumed they were all Phillips head screws." And then he gives me the square bit, and they're coming right out. And so the next night, I had to go back and redo parts of the deck that I had already done. But it made me laugh because I thought, gosh, how often do we try to use the wrong tool, or a tool that only half works, to do the job? And I'll be honest, I don't use all the tools that are at my disposal the right way every time. Even this weekend, I used a screwdriver as a pry bar. And then I got fed up because it wasn't working right, so I just took the hammer to the ceramic tile and bashed it and scared everybody else in the house. Everybody's okay. But it got me thinking. And it just, because when I think about the times that I get tested with, that God lets me go through things or that I'm having to do stuff, and I'm even thinking about the stuff, I mean, dealing with these allergies and sinuses and trying to work and not be an invalid at home. Maybe I should go live with mom and dad for a little bit now that they got their house all approved. So we'll get little bells. Mom used to have a little timer when we were kids, and she'd have a hoarse voice, and that timer would go off, and we better run downstairs and help her because she wasn't going to come out. And if we didn't come down there and get her, you know, maybe it was water or something to drink, or maybe it was because we were doing something wrong, and she, even from the basement, knew what was going on. But it made me laugh because I'm sitting there going, gosh, you know, Lord, I'm taking all this medicine. I'm doing all of this. I'm trying to, you know, I'm taking allergy medicine for my allergies. I'm taking sinus medicine for my sinuses. I'm taking pain medicine because my neck hurts because I'm having to sleep on the couch kind of crooked because I'm trying to get the drainage out. And I finally said, there's got to be something else. And then I started, you know, God just told me, start looking at what all you're taking and what all the side effects are. And would you believe that I was taking too much of one thing, trying to fix something else? And just by me taking and changing what I did and following whatever God, I don't know what God told, I mean, something happened because God told me, search for this, start looking at this. And it's like night and day difference. And it just took me right back to that night 2 weeks ago when I had that epiphany of, gosh, using the right tool for the right job is makes the job that much easier. And I started thinking of just how the God gave us this crazy thing called the Word. And it even tells us that it's a tool. So if we look in Hebrews, it says that in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, joint and marrow, exposing our innermost thoughts and desires. That's a tool. It's just like my knife at home when I'm cutting that steak apart and trying to get it off the bone for the kids so that they can chew it without chewing the gristle and everything like that. The sharper the tool, the right tool for the job, gets the job done that much quicker. We can see it's a tool as well, Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10, talks about the armor of God. Oh, let's see, I lost it here. Verse 17, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we know when we're going into battle what that sword does. But the thing that really got me was Psalms 119. And I can't remember what the verse is off the top of my head here, and I thought I had it saved and I can't find it, but it talks about the Word of the Lord, the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. There's songs about it from way back that I remember singing when I was a little kid. That's a tool. You know, in the middle of the night, what do? We flip on the light switch, or we got night lights on so we can see. Go out at night, we turn on a flashlight, we turn on lights outside of our house so we can see. It's a tool. How often are you pulling out the tools and using the tools that you got in order to do the job at hand? At home, my garage is a mess because I got so many projects going on that my tools are all over the place. And I just hope that when I go to grab one that I know where it's at. And so far I've been pretty good. But when I look at it, I see, man, there's so much going on. There's so many tools that I have to use. Ironically enough, there's a lot of tools that are used in the same and what the same tasks can require one tool, even though the tasks are completely different. What about when I'm dealing with things that are, you know, I'll admit, this is my physical body reacting to things going on in the physical world around me. But I learned a long time ago when I first started dealing with the allergies and the sinuses that there's more to it than just the physical body. Because I have a spiritual being inside of me, and I'm dealing with somebody that doesn't want me to excel or to do things at the spiritual level. I'll be honest, I haven't pulled out, I hold this up not as my smartphone. I'm not going to Facebook, I'm not going to my Bible as much as I should to deal with this problems that I have to deal with. And I'm sure every one of us has gone through that at some point in our lives. Maybe you're going through it right now. But don't just look at the Bible as a book with words that tell us how somebody else got through problems. God gave us that for inspiration. He gave us that for the tools to do the job that's at hand. Funny enough, just like I got a screwdriver, and that screwdriver was semi-successful as a pry bar, but it helps me when I'm trying to take out a bolt here. But it also helps me when I'm trying to do, when I'm trying to put in a screw over here. His word, the same scripture even, could be the same tool that helps you here, overcome something, and helps you here when you're trying to share the gospel or you're trying to be that light in the world to the people that you work with, the people that you see, the people in the grocery store. His tools are never ending, always useful. Better than a Swiss Army knife. Because the right tool is always right there. If all you got to do is open up your toolbox and see it. So I encourage you, you know, all of us are going through stuff. All of us have different things. It's great to see Mona back because she's definitely gone through a whole lot in the last few months. You know, but no matter what we go through, whether it's physical on our body, spiritual, It can be emotional. It can be sickness. It can be just financial. It could be whatever. When we go to the right toolbox and get the right tools, the outcome is totally different and always quicker than if we try to go about it with the wrong tools or with no tools at all. Well, thank you.